Barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara and Anfitriya Prime will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm well, shukar, and I hope you well too, Amara. I heard you are not well. I hope Allah Ta'ala grant you for complete shifa, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. You know, I think many people are down with the flu.
Yes, it is.
You know, the flu just comes suddenly. In the morning, you're okay. In the afternoon, all of a sudden, you've got this high fever. You're feeling cold. And the next minute, you're out with the flu.
Shame.
But alhamdulillah, feeling much better, still recovering, but alhamdulillah. Well, today we're going to actually commence with a health segment, and a bit of a different health segment today. You know, normally we interview Sister Zaira Mohammed, and she always shares with us some health tips and remedies. But today is a bit different, yes. Sister Zaira has just launched her first health book called Stepping Stones, and Zaira will be telling us more on the book. Then in the homemaking and cooking segment, well, actually a combined segment. Why I say combined is because today we're talking about cooking for a crowd. So we're going to share with you and tell you how to prepare, if you need to cook for a crowd, what type of pots and utensils do you use, your ingredients, your menu, your equipment, how to cook on gas, electric or hood. And Andikray, you've got recipes for us. You know, what recipes are you going to share with us?
Today we're sharing two recipes. One is a mutton curry for 50 people, and the other one is a roast chicken for 50 people.
Okay, so, you know, there's so much of weddings and functions and things coming up this part of the year, and many people, you know, have actually requested us, you know, give us recipes for maybe a mutton curry or a chicken curry for a crowd of maybe 20, 30, so we decided to go on to a 50 one as well, and Adikaja will be telling us how to go about and cook the mutton curry and a chicken, dry chicken for 50 people. You know how to go about and wash your meat, what utensils you need, the pots you need, and all those things, yes. And you can also interact with us on 082-565-8648. You know, we'd love the listeners to call in, SMS or WhatsApp and tell us, you know, how often do they cook for a crowd? How do they go about cooking for a crowd? Is it easy? Is it difficult? Share with us your ideas, your hints and your tips. In the meantime, let's cross over to Komati Port with Sister Zaira. Assalamu alaikum, Zaira. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Zaira, Antikarita and I just received our new books called Stepping Stones to Good Health. And I must say, mashallah, mabruk to you on the launch of your new book.
Jazakallah so much also from my side.
Dua for us, inshallah, it becomes beneficial to everyone who has the book.
Inshallah, ameen. Zaira, what inspired you to write Stepping Stones?
Already being an author, it becomes quite addictive to write more books. But when it came to Stepping Stones, and when I look at the turn my life has taken of being just a housewife and a plain, simple cookbook author to working as a full-time free health doctor on all issues of different types of ill health, which actually stems from having personal experience with myself and family on food intolerances, it actually began with the inclusion of gluten-free recipes in my Hafsa's Aid book, whereby people began phoning me to help them with their health impediments, specifically on gluten sensitivity issues. So after numerous and very lengthy calls from different people, one being the wife of a guy in Indonesia, she encouraged me to do a health workshop opening up her home. And then when I recontacted some of the people who would constantly phone me for their gluten-free help, about attending this workshop that I would like to do. So initially they all agreed, but unfortunately at the time of the workshop I had very few ladies who attended. And this workshop had taken place in September 2014, but due to time constraint I did not finish the notes I planned to talk on, so I began a WhatsApp group to pass on the information. So from a group of six ladies, this group has now grown to over 1,000, and you, Amara, being one of them, and I am on other health groups as well,
yes.
And I pass on health information on other groups to answering people's questions on just simple home remedies and things. But what happened actually is basically people are misusing the group. I'm doing a few health posts daily, advising on our foods, on benefits of herbs, plants, veg, fruits, nuts, seeds, and then the harms of things as well, then foods, home remedies from professional sources. But like, if people ask any questions like what they can do about eczema or sciatica or fever, morning sickness, etc., etc. Now, I have studied a bit, I've got a bit of knowledge, I have did some health courses, I keep refreshing my mind, learning from different doctors online, as I follow many health webinars by different doctors as well as scientists, and I answer these questions repeatedly, some through my personal experience with my own kids, and answering the same questions repeatedly over the 3 years has become very time-consuming and frustrating and monotonous as well. Simply because today you will ask me what to do to treat fever. Mm. Yesterday the same question came up, and tomorrow someone else with fever, they're going to post the question on the group. So every time, and after every book of mine goes to print, I'm already working on a new recipe book. So I have been working on a book on understanding gluten-free, and it's a very misunderstood topic. So what I did was, this book, which is already over 100 pages, I ditched that book just to do a health recipe book. And when the recipes were done, it was like approximately 100 pages, just recipes only. And due to all what's happening on the WhatsApp group about the question and answer on your health, I decided, okay, let me now add in the section how to motivate people to nudge your health, that's the illness, give you easy home guide to doctor yourself and your family on basic issues. Because literally speaking, I have been hijacked to that of being a natural doctor. So this is how Stepping Stones came to being. And after speaking about my health tips, I just want the listeners to know I won't be adding anyone else onto my groups now, as it's becoming too time-consuming for me, and Stepping Stones to Good Health book encompasses a good amount of tips, remedies, information for all moms-to-be, mothers, people wanting to improve their health, an all-encompassing guide for the whole family. So it is a replacement for what I'm doing. Almost everything that everyone basically wants to know will be found in this 232-page book.
Alhamdulillah, yes. And, you know, I actually quite like the cover. It's plain, it's simple, it's a very unique book. It's a nice small book, it's an A5 book, and very easy to handle. And I'm sure most of the listeners out there would want a copy of this book. In fact, I would say get yourself a copy of this book as well. Now, Zara, can you give us a brief description of your book?
Stepping Stones is a guide to a healthier lifestyle and a holistic approach in today's common ailments. I have mentioned case studies of what I term my patients, their health, their feedback on following my teachings of what I'm trying to implement for everybody's health. I've incorporated a valuable discussion on common food culprits that causes diseases. It's a book with a variety of remedies from teas, foods, spices, herbs, essential oils, tinctures, acupressure points, natural antibiotics, and understanding of supplements, the eating plan, and inflammation tea and detox and energizing drink by Dr. Fareed Saleh, who focuses more on the molecular healing. I've got about 3 pages of him in the book. Then food therapy for allergies, slimming, healing, and energy. It's very easy to understand and a well-illustrated, handy bedside and travel book. And what I've just mentioned now, This is what people have been telling me what they have found the book is all about.
Absolutely, yes. Now, Zara, why did you decide to name it Stepping Stones?
This was very easy. Once I decided to incorporate a holistic approach to make changes in your life, that first book will be a comprehensive but strictly health-based publication, starting from the root without any shortcuts. So you begin step by step, and as well as lack motivation. I started with motivation, writing about motivation in the book. So it was actually a stepping stone to good health, which I'm trying hard to put across to those and my groups, always asking remedies for everything and everyone. It's not just about remedies, it's first things first, and it's for everyone, not just sick people who can benefit from it.
Mm-hmm, yes, absolutely. Now, how long did it take you to complete this book?
My first book, if everyone recalls that book, it came up in 2010, The Savory Journey, The Green Book. It took me 6 months from the day I began the book until it got released to the public. But the Stepping Stones has taken me 3 years. It's a very special book, lots and lots of hard work and research involved in terms of the content matter.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Because you must know, this is a health book. It's very difficult to make gluten-free, dairy-free, egg-free, you know, for all the different allergies as well.
Absolutely, yes. Now, as an author of 3 recipe books and now a health book writer, what has been your greatest challenge thus far?
Stepping Stones has been a great challenge. The last book should have been the easiest, but it was as though I was seeing something alien for the first time in my life. My computer crashed, having difficulty. I had major difficulty from the technical side. This book has been through the mill from the beginning to the end, right up to the plastic slip-on cover custom made specifically for this book.
Alhamdulillah, but I mean, you've come a long way, and alhamdulillah, there you've got your book launched already, and you must be quite delighted with it as well. Your hard work has certainly paid off.
I am, because many people told me, just reach this book, don't waste your time, you are just wasting your time doing this book. But I just persevered, and I thought, no, the public needs this, we all need this. It's like something we really, really need to have in our lives now.
Mm-hmm. So, who is your target audience for this book?
Initially, my target audience is for all those in my health group who now understand the health from a very different perspective over these 3 years of being on this holistic journey with me. But it's also for anyone who wants to see results of optimal health and live a quality life, as it all about boils down to consuming natural, soil foods, food from the earth. And this book is also exclusively sold from agents only.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, since the launch of Stepping Stones, what type of feedback have you received thus far, Zaira?
I've received messages like, it's a health manual, a holistic journal, the best guide for life, it's an encyclopedia to good health, an absolute gem or a piece of gold, everything precisely explained and collected in one book. It's power-packed with information, a must for every household, definitely a masterpiece. Now I can show my kids in writing what you have been teaching us on the group all along. Mm. It's an A to Z health dictionary. My 11-year-old daughter is hooked to the book. My husband hijacked the book. Yes. Not Peter, by making copies, if not correct, a book that will save us thousands of rands, its value for money. This is the type of feedback and reviews I've been receiving, and all praises to Almighty Allah always.
Yes, sir. Zara, in your concluding remarks.
The body's ability and power to heal depends upon the totality of diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and environmental factors, which are information in the book. So as much as Stepping Stones may be a life changer to living a quality life, inshallah, the information provided in all my books or on social media is for information purposes only. It is in no way constitutes any medical consultation or medical advice, and is not intended as a substitute for medical recommendations of physicians or any healthcare providers. So always consult a professional physician in regards to your ailments and diseases.
Absolutely, yes, Zaira. Zaira, once again, mashallah, congratulations on the launch of your book, and may Allah continue to grant your barakah, and also, you know, inspire us with thoughts and lots of your health advice.
Ameen. 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 Yes.
Ameen. Alhamdulillah.
And
Alhamdulillah.
Zaira, you have lots of agents countrywide, and if listeners want to actually have the number of the agent, they can contact Sister Faiza, 011-854-7022. She's got a list of all the agents, and you can call her for her agent in your area. Zaira, once again, Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, it was Sister Zaira Muhammad from Kamachipur, and is the author of a newly launched health book called Stepping Stones, and a very unique book, Adikaja, a nice A5 book, and a wealth of health information and recipes as well. Like, you've got buffet pies, you've got basic gluten-free muffins, you've got salty crackers, you've got coleslaw, fruit salsa. There's just so many, you know. Whatever bed, something for bed wetting, for this, you know, for coughs as well. And I can't wait to actually make up that pepper tea as well. Then you've got something on the parasite cleanse. There's just so much, you know, a must have in your home as well.
For sure.
So mashallah to Sister Zaira once again. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be doing the cooking and homemaking segment combined, cooking for a crowd. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Well, you on the Household Express here, since the cooking and homemaking segment combined, and today we're talking about cooking for a crowd. Now, Anjita, cooking for a crowd means, like, you know, if you need to cook for a crowd now, all of a sudden, you know, for instance, you need to cook like 40, 50 people, and sometimes the lady of the house wonders, like, you know, will I manage? Won't I manage? You know, do I just attempt it? Mm-hmm. Do I get all my ingredients? You know, what does she do now?
Well, certainly you will manage. There's no such a thing as you can't manage.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to prepare yourself before the time and see that you got all your meat and your ingredients all ready. And it doesn't even take long to cook then, if you got everything ready and prepared already.
Okay. Yes. When it comes to like meat and chicken, do you have like, I suppose, what type of utensils would you basically need now if you're going to cook for a crowd? Kind of like you normally cook for a crowd.
Yes.
So what if, you probably got like big dishes, big colanders, big pots,
yes.
You know?
You see, all that is very important. You must have all these big dishes and that on hand. And your pots are very important in what pots you're cooking, like, you know? Say, for instance, if you're making chicken, it has to be in a flat pot because you mustn't put chicken on top of one another, then it doesn't cook nicely. And then again, the mutton must be a nice deep pot to cook in, and see that the base is nice and thick so it doesn't burn very quickly. When you use these thin pots, it normally touches especially rice. You have to be very, very careful when you're cooking rice and steaming it. Very important that you must use the proper dishes. Try and use, when it comes to stainless steel, try and use a wooden spoon to stir your food.
Okay.
Or else a non-stick spoon, which makes it so much easier. I normally use a wooden spoon and it works wonders. And then, of course, you must have big colanders to drain your chicken, your rice, things like that. Again, when you're cooking meat and stuff, try and dry it as quick as I like, you know, as thoroughly as possible. Because not lots of water mustn't come out from there.
Okay. And then, you actually use the big pots, good big pots, yes. Then also, what about cooking on gas or electric or even on an open fire?
Again, option. I think the fire nowadays is just wearing off. Lots of people are not cooking in digs anymore. Majority of the people cook in pots and on the gas. The gas works really very nice. I mean, with electricity being so expensive these days, it's so much more easier and more pleasant to work on a gas. You get all these gas burners, all different sizes, and the height is nice. So I feel you know what, it's so much convenient to use a gas stove.
And then some people still cook in a deck. I think the deck will actually come out much tastier, you know.
It is, definitely. But now you see, it fits on a gas also.
Also, yes.
The deck, it depends what size deck you got. And normally the decks do fit on the gas stove. So you don't have to go through all the hassle of making the fire and things like that, you know. Because it is, and again, if you're making fire, your pots all get really very badly damaged. Because it all gets black at the bottom, and to get it all out is a mission. But it's up to the individual what they want to do.
And you get very, very big size pots as well.
Today you get lots and lots of big size pots. And like I say, you must use a thick base pot so your food doesn't burn very quickly.
And then I think, you know, if you're going to cook for a crowd, I think you need to prepare yourself. You know?
Have to.
Yes.
You have to prepare yourself. If you don't prepare, you can't do it on the spur of the moment.
No.
You say you want to cook for 50 people and you don't have the ingredients. You must know that you have to clean your meat, wash your meat properly, drain it properly. All that is work. So you have to prepare and know that what your quantity must be and things like that. Then you go ahead and it's so easy then. Your masalas, very important again. You must prepare a nice masala to make a nice dish. Whether it's mass cooking or small cooking, important thing is when you're cooking, your masalas must be very, very properly measured and made nicely.
And your spices as
your
well. Make sure you've got everything. Don't minge also. Make sure you've got everything. You
mustn't minge. If you minge, you're not going to get the best of quality of food.
Yes.
So you have to be big-hearted and use sparingly also.
And I think more of the stuff is for like, you know, your mutton curry or your chicken curry or your rice
or your maybe
like
the biryani.
The biryani, things like that. You know, the other thing is like your desserts, your salads, it's just like by the way,
that
you can still manage with. But I think some people also panic on, you know,
on this,
like I said,
even
you
salads
know.
People panic on this.
Yes, small things. Yes. And we'd love the listeners to interact with us. You can SMS or WhatsApp us and share with us your hints and tips on, you know, when cooking for a crowd as well. And also, yes, we'd love to hear from you as well. Share with us your hints and tips and how you cook for a crowd, you know, especially like cooks out there, you
yes.
know. If you know you need to cook for a crowd now, you probably know, like, you know, I need to keep mutton, I need to keep chicken. All of a sudden, people will just phone and tell me, I need a mutton curry or I need a chicken curry for 30, for 40 people,
but,
you know.
How do you go about it? Yes, it's very important because, like I say, I just said that your chicken, especially when you're making a roast chicken, you have to see that your chicken is washed properly and dried on a cloth. What happens, it doesn't, you know what, when you're cooking it, it doesn't keep that smell, and especially now in summer,
ooh.
You have to be so, so careful because meat goes off very quickly. So the minute you wash it, try and drain it and put it in the fridge if you're not using it for the day. You have to keep it cool as possible, and then you use it.
That's why I think, you know, if you have like this big freezer, also it's a help.
It makes a big difference.
If you're
yes.
doing mass cooking, yes. And, well, a listener message to say that she needs to cook chicken curry and rice for 10 people, you know. What would her amounts be?
Okay. We normally work with, when it comes to chicken, one chicken can serve 5 people.
Okay.
And 3 cups rice also for about 5 people, so
mm-hmm.
you just double the quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Gee.
Okay, so, and then rice, how much rice would she want?
Normally, 3 cups will suffice for 5 to 6 people can eat from a cup of rice, from 3 cups of rice.
Okay,
see.
And then would that depend on what rice she's going to be
yes.
using as
again,
well?
But it's more or less, the quantity is almost the same, whether you're using a bimri or a basmati rice, the quantity is the same still, it doesn't have to be less or more.
Right, and obviously you're going to be cooking for a crowd now, you're going to need help.
Yes. Depends if you think you can manage, why not? But if you don't, then you definitely do need help. You know what? It makes such a big difference when you do have help because they peel the onions and chop the onions and your tomatoes and your potatoes. So you just basically have to put the food up,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't take very long.
Doesn't take long,
no.
yes.
And like I say, you have to spice it and make it nicely.
Mm-hmm,
your
yes.
masalas must be put enough masala in there, not too strong also where people can be able to eat it. And it's very important for all that.
Okay. Well, let's go for a short break. When we come back, we'd like you to keep your pens and papers or recipe books on hand. And we're sharing with you the first recipe is a mutton curry for 50 people. And then the second recipe, we've got a roast chicken for 50 people. So we're talking cooking for a crowd. So recipes coming up, mutton curry for 50 people and roast chicken for 50 people. Stay tuned.